Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
If you felt like we left you hanging, we kind of did.
Sorry, there were crickets.
When do crickets die? Like first frost, or how's that work?
I don't know the life cycle of a cricket.
I've never seen one in the basement, but
that's the point. They're sneaky little nighttime creatures.
Are they?
I think so. I don't know what crickets are for. I like them.
Don't people use them for bait, like when they fish?
I feel like that's a thing. Yeah, I feel like if you've been by a bait shop, crickets are on the menu.
Yeah.
Amphibians eat them.
So we're getting a chance to do this upstairs. We're minus the loud one.
Well, both of our kids are loud, to be fair.
True.
Yeah.
One we can control. The other one we really can't control.
Got mind control. So we've tried to podcast, and I think we got about 5 minutes in, and Gary was just like, no, not
I can't.
Happy.
If I just told Abby that they could be the most interesting conversation ever, but if the quality's bad, I'm not listening.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I hear it. And I couldn't hear the cricket like you could.
Yeah.
You heard it, but I think sometimes I just hear more than what's there anyway, so I don't know what I'm really hearing, what's just the circus that's in my head anyway. I like the sound of crickets.
Yeah, but not in the background of a podcast with two people talking.
I don't know if I would pay attention or not.
Maybe it was like some, what is it, ASMR?
ASMR. I don't think that's what that is.
No, that's not that. But we've missed you guys.
Yeah, I've missed doing this. I can't even, what was those, the last one back to school like four weeks ago?
Like a week into school, yep.
Sorry, guys.
And now the first semester is about over.
No, it's not. The midterm's about over.
Yeah.
So
I'm back to school.
Back to school.
Struggling this time. Your boy is not, wasn't equipped for biology.
I just think it's
not that I'm not equipped. I was not prepared for, don't hold this against me, guys, but for this professor to take this serious. Like, it's not that serious, bro. It's like I had like 10 assignments due.
Well, I think it's a matter of making it relevant to what we're doing. Community college. We're doing a little community college bio. We've got some non-trad students coming in. We're not getting future medical students. Like, this is not
a path. Say, really, though?
Is there people on a medical path?
Listen, if you're a teacher and you're giving out work just to be giving out work, like,
oh,
if I want to learn, if you're trying to teach me, cool.
But if you're just trying to...
Like, I'm even cool with... I have to watch his lessons on... His lectures, so, and that's fine, like 50%, like I did fine, but it's all the other dumb stuff, like we have to do biology, the cell is a metaphor, like listen, yeah, it's, but you, I couldn't use factory, I was like, what do you mean, this is.
What was your metaphor for the cell?
A car.
Good, yeah. That was good, did it make I you Googled learn it better?
I don't.
Listen,
if you're 40 and you don't know what a cell does, for the most part.
I can just, the kids had to do something one time and they were at school and they were sitting for their cell and I just kept yelling Golgi apparatus over and over at them. Because that's all I remember. Did you ever make a cake in high school?
Yeah.
The Golgi apparatus were the sprinkles. That's all I remember.
So dumb.
Mitochondria.
So yeah, that's our big excitement. It's been, life's busy. We know life's busy for you. Went for a little outing, got a little chiding because we'll run, we'll, we've had a good run, but up until this, and then we just kind of go radio silent. And they're like, man, I just get going, and then, you know, binge listen, and then you're not there.
Sorry. We're doing
we're, hey,
doing
we're building up that anticipation.
That's right. Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't
Absence, not abstinence. Good God.
I suddenly saw a t-shirt from 1995 or something.
Yeah.
PSI, where you at?
It's homecoming week.
It is HOCO week.
Not my homecoming week.
You all have homecoming week?
Yeah, they do like a spirit week or something. I don't know if it's homecoming.
Homecoming. I'm just kidding.
So our freshman homecoming was in 1995, which was 6 years ago.
It's different. Like her homecoming, I don't remember us doing dress-up days prior to homecoming.
I never remember dress-up days.
I don't either.
I feel like that came about, like we live it every year since the first year of daycare.
Right.
100 days of school. Dr.
My
Seuss
favorite
week.
Is always that, like, say no to drugs week. We're going to dress up with crazy socks is going to make you say no to meth. I don't know the correlation there, but somehow we think that's going to raise awareness.
Yeah.
We,
socks do it.
That's a, I remember
Spirit Day. That does it.
There was something Anchor Club, maybe. We did, remember Anchor Club, Key Club?
Not really.
It was something. I had to wear an anchor around my neck. And like a paper one, hang on, clarification. And I had to get signatures. Basically, it was hazing-ish. And I had to do things, and people would sign the anchor. Was that high school or middle school? I can't remember.
Very vague.
I was once a Ninja Turtle. That's all I remember.
For Anchor Club?
Yes. Something. I remember that. I dressed up like a turtle. And I had to do things, and people would sign the anchor, and I got into Anchor Club. Maybe there was a shirt. That's
what was
all.
The point of Anchor Club?
Not a damn clue. Nothing. I put it on my college.
So we
education.
Could start a club.
100%. Absolutely. We could start a club.
Yeah.
There's really no requirement. What do you want to start? Give it a cool name.
So I don't know.
And say that you're going to do community service.
Yeah.
That's it. So you got to do.
We'll circle back to
circle
that.
Circle back to that. Podcasting yeah. club. We got a podcasting
yeah.
club.
Are those? I feel like that nowadays that probably school has those.
Actually, I talked about it with somebody because he had some, our tech guy had some podcasting equipment. And I did have a group of boys that like wanted to do a podcast. So the end of last year, I'm like, these kids are like all about the podcasting. So I make it an assignment. Like one of your options is the podcast. And they all like freak out on me. They're like, we can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean? That's all you've talked about is like recording a podcast. They're like, I don't want to hear myself. I don't want to record my voice. I'm like, totally took the wind out of my sails. I was so pumped.
But do you know what a podcast is, bro?
Yeah.
Come on now.
And some of them did it, but they were just, I don't know. I've got to figure out how to make that more enticing to yeah. them. But anyway, but yeah, clubs. So it's homecoming. They dress up all week.
There's an Adam Sandler day.
So pumped for Thursday.
Is that Adam Sandler day?
It's Adam Sandler day. I've already got like, I have also realized that I have been dressing like a late 40s comic, my whole life. Like I dress like Adam Sandler when I go out in public. And
do
it's
you
not
really?
All like sweatpants and a random shirt. Those are my big baggy pants. I love that look. My favorite. In the winter more. I don't wear shorts. He is a yeah. basketball short guy. I don't wear shorts.
He's a hoopster, even at this point in his life.
Yeah, I don't do that, but I do value
I feel
it.
Like of all the celebrities, he would be one that would just be chill to be hanging around.
Everybody says he's nice.
Yeah.
And stuff. When
like, I don't feel like he's over the top. He's just a normal dude.
Yeah. Kentucky for Kentucky just posted a picture, and he's wearing a Y'all shirt, one of their shirts.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I've been planning my outfit for that. Wacky Wednesday. I don't even know what I'll do for
Wacky
that.
Wednesday.
But I'll figure out a way to turn it into me wearing leggings. That's my whole point and purpose in dress up week is how can I make it as comfortable for me as possible?
Yeah.
And just being my typical trash self. So
I'm down.
I'm missing PJ Day.
One key difference for Charlie is that compared to us, I'm sure it's more. There's more schools that do this, but her homecoming dance is after the football game.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they all dress up and go to the game.
Yes. we were having that conversation, because her hair is kind of a point of interest. Like, it was an all day, and it's a little less formal than what we do.
Do the guys not wear suits?
Not necessarily. They can just wear khakis and a button down, and but it's not. We were way more formal, like buying dresses at Elegance and stuff, and I had that classic.
I feel like that's still, like, there's people that do that for this year.
They get fancy dresses, but not, I don't know. It's not a prom dress. Like, there were people going to homecoming in dresses that were, like, borderline prom dresses. For sure.
It's all a waste.
It is. It is. I just want to come to an agreement.
Is it, like, more for the parents? Like, looking back, is it more for the parents to get pictures and capture that time? Because it's...
No, I think it's all, like, rite of passage.
Like, the high school dance is so weird.
Oh, 100%. Like, I don't even know if she's ready for how weird this is going
to
be.
I mean, she went to Cotillion, so...
Yeah.
But she also didn't know a lot of those people.
Right. Like, it... And homecoming vibe is different than, like, a prom thing, and...
Where do they have it at? In the arena?
The...
Cafeteria?
The arena. The arena.
Yeah.
Minimal decoration. They just, like, lay down a tarp, get a DJ, turn out the lights, and it's a dance. Which is basically, ours were in a cafeteria and the same thing. So, I always get really tickled when, like, we go all out for prom, and I'm like, I can't even remember what our decorations look like, or whatever. It was all about the walk-in and the...
Yeah. No danger that the football team's going to be in a nail biter, though.
Yeah, that really does suck for those poor guys, because they have to play the whole game.
Yeah, everybody's gone, going to the dance.
And maybe they're getting out by, what, 9:30, 10, depending on the game.
Yeah.
Time to shower and run into a dance. So, I don't know. It's cool, but good times. I think she's soaking all this in. Like, we had to go get her nails done. Mm-hmm. She's got herself some red ass nails.
I think it'll last a week. Which, yes. To be fair, she was saying all of her friends have appointments. Like, they're all booked up this week. So,
who was pretty solid on predicting that?
Shout out to our moms for coming in. Like, I don't care I don't know. It's just all so dumb to me.
She was saying something, I was like, you understand that, like, getting your nails and hair done, like, that doesn't have to happen. Yeah. I never got my nails done, which, that was not a cultural, maybe it wasn't for me because I played sports.
Was there a nail place in Moorhead?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you can go places and get nails. I just didn't.
Yeah.
The first time I got my nails done was before our wedding.
Me too. I've never had my nails done. I would be more for a manicure than a pedicure.
And I don't think I've had my nails done. I think maybe one time I had nails put on and I hated it, and I'll never do it again. Now, pedicure, I love a pedicure. I got my pedicure. But then I get like an old mamaw. I'm like, Gary, you know how expensive a pedicure is? I could do this at home.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't, but. So we did that on Saturday and talked about hair, and she's got her dress, and I don't know.
So stupid. Like, I hope she has a good time, but
for her. Did you have fun at homecoming?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The difference is with going to the game is there's less of that.
Like, homecoming is supposed to be the big game, right? Like
right.
It's when everybody comes back to watch.
Right.
I don't know.
I think that's more of a college mentality than it is a high school mentality.
Yeah.
I don't know that everybody comes back to watch homecoming, but I know that's what it's the purpose.
Yeah, that's the meaning purpose of it. I always felt like homecoming was a big game.
Yeah. But you also don't want to, like, schedule a super great opponent.
Yeah.
So that you're, like, getting your
ass pulled. But you make the schedule, and then you figure out. Like, some people have homecoming, like, the second game of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like our homecoming's really early this year. I always thought it was more, like, October-ish, but I can't remember.
I don't know.
From year to year.
But, yeah, that's the fall. It's football started.
Yes.
Bengals lost today.
I got to sit and watch
Eagles won.
Do we want to talk about Marshall and Notre Dame for Matt? Or do we just, stay away from it?
I don't feel like kicking him when he's down. I mean, it's his own dumbass fault for liking Notre Dame. Love you, bro, but that's I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. They're not in a conference, so it's not like you have built-in rivals. Like, they play Michigan and Stanford and Bowling Green School for the Blind. You know, it's... very weird. I don't know. very big program, lots of eyeballs that make a lot of money, but just never quite there.
So I was reading, and someone sent me a message to this effect, like a tweet. There are a couple different games where people, like one college paid the other college to come in two different scenarios.
All the time.
I didn't know that was a thing. $1 million? Like, why? What's the purpose? Explain this to me. So, like, Notre Dame paid Marshall to come there.
Yeah.
And Marshall whoops her ass. Not whoops her ass, but beats them.
Yeah.
So, who's paying whom and why?
They just pay the program, like, for their expenses and stuff like that. And they'll do, like, usually it's like a one-on-one. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, next year, Notre Dame goes to Marshall.
Does Marshall pay Notre Dame?
No. That's part of the deal.
Huh.
Usually. I don't know. I don't even know if that's a...
Here's the... Shoot, I can't find the tweet.
But yeah, that's been a commonplace for a long time.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah.
Clearly, coming from a top-notch program here, no one probably paid us.
What about the dumb... Kentucky's in the top 25.
$1.25 million. Notre Dame paid Marshall $1.25 million to go to South Bend.
It's a long way away.
Wild. Sorry, what were you going to say?
The shit that happened at State Street last night. Like, okay, all summer, whole beef with the basketball and the football team.
Yeah.
They said we're a football school.
Sure.
Act like a football school. We're in the top 25. We beat another top 25 team.
Beat last year.
Yeah, it's no correct? Shocker. No shocker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like that was the one to like.
Yeah. Georgia. Bring your couch for. That's the one. Georgia. When you beat Georgia.
Right.
We renamed.
I love fun. Let's clarify. I love fun. I saw Appalachia State like in the street and like dancing around and people were like running around. I didn't see any violence. I love that. I don't know if the burning and the tipping over of the cars last night was necessary.
Little excessive, bro. Little excessive.
It just...
Act like you've been there before.
It gives entitlement. It gives a little...
Like, win a conference championship. Right? Not even a national champion. Right. Win a conference championship. Right. Then we'll name the whole city. Well, it'll be Stoopsville.
Right. You know.
But until then...
I don't know.
Kentucky, you always, as a Kentucky football fan for my whole life, you expect them to fuck it up somehow. Like, you're like, oh my God, we're winning.
But last night apparently was a pretty solid, like, even though we didn't play like our best, but it wasn't like an upset. No. So, but we're going to go out and celebrate it like it was. Like,
I don't know. Eh. Keep that energy when you play Youngstown State next week. Keep that energy when you go 3-0.
Right. I don't know. So, like, UK wins the national championship in basketball whenever, and I downloaded the scanner app.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
And I stayed up all night on, like, Lexington scanner Twitter, just dying at the stuff that was happening and listening to it. Just.
You're a national champion. That's cool.
I'm here for it. But.
But week two,
calm down.
That's
slow it down, friends.
Yeah, a little premature.
I just wonder, like, what the it's obviously influenced by. This is the expectation. I mean, we make shirts about burning couches and State Street.
I don't even feel like that's our thing. I feel like that's just a thing.
It is, but I don't know. And
here's the deal. So we're going to the SEC Championship Tournament. Yes. In March.
Yeah.
And.
Is that redundant? SEC Championship Tournament?
SEC Championship Tournament, yeah. No, it's not redundant.
Okay, gotcha.
We're going to the SEC Tournament. They're going to crown a champion, gotcha. Right?
Yeah.
Generally, Kentucky smashes wherever they go. We're going to Nashville. Now, you and I have been to Nashville twice in the last year.
Yes.
Imagine it full of just a bunch of Wildcat fans.
My goal. We didn't get to do this at BERT as much as I wanted to because we were like in and out in one night. Walking stone cold sober through the streets of Nashville at midnight, 1 a.m., whatever it was, a blessing. So I can only imagine in the middle, like give me one night.
Yeah.
To just chill at 1 a.m. and just take it all in because my brain saw way more than I ever saw when we went down there with Matt and Mike on my 40th birthday. It was amazing. Just like people's interactions, people's conversations, the bachelorette
people
parties.
Starting.
Bachelorette parties are like, they're trying to find somebody. Somebody's lost.
Yeah.
I loved the chaos. I love the chaos. So if you're going to give me that environment with nothing but Kentucky folk, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
And then if they lose in the first round, it's over.
Oh. Our people will be reckless and ridiculous. You won't, like, there will be nothing to hold them back. They will be untethered, and I cannot wait for it.
I don't even know how the basketball team is supposed to do, but we'll find out.
Yeah. We gotta get we're a football school. Yeah, we gotta give our football guys a chance. Like, chill. That season will come, but
yeah.
I love this time of year. It's just, it's fun. Is. It's not like all pumpkin spice and spooky stuff. I love football.
I've had some people already talk about some pumpkin spice at work. And like, bro,
and
it?
I, you know, I went and got a pumpkin spice at McDonald's just because I have this toxic trait of like, if I'm going to go to work or do something that I don't want to do, I'm like, I just need a little treat first. And so I made that my little treat. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like it. Matter of fact, I don't like pumpkin spice. Give me my peppermint mocha.
Oh, you want to go straight to Christmas.
It's not Christmas. It's like that flavor. I love peppermint flavored stuff.
I don't know. It's just, you can't consume anything immediately after because it's all peppermint. You know what I mean?
That's what I need in my life. Just walk around with peppermint in my mouth.
Peppermint patties.
Love those. I am more like caramel apple kind of. I love that.
Yeah. You remember those little charm suckers?
Charm suckers.
Charms, the brand.
Yeah. Yep. Reminds me of algebra.
Nothing reminds me of algebra.
Algebra 2. You got one from Miss Daniel. Yep.
Yeah. Nothing reminds me about nothing. I can't remember anything from algebra and nothing just like reminds it.
So Charlie missed some school for the vid.
Oh, yes, she finally caught it.
Yep. Like week one of school, week two maybe. And she was supposed to go to the Big Rec Bowl Saturday football game, and she's coughing forever the night before. The next day, she just could not, like, get moving. And we had this deal that her room had to be cleaned before she left. And, like, mid, like, folding clothes in the floor, she just kind of, like, wallers down and is, like, basically falling asleep, and I'm like, all right, getting a COVID test. Sure enough, it's positive. Like, immediately goes to positive, but it's faint. And she's like, you know what? I just don't think, I'm like, you can't have a little bit of COVID.
Yeah. It's like being kind of pregnant.
Yeah. So she had to, which she didn't have to stay. It hits on a Friday. We don't miss as much school, but it's enough at the beginning of the school year to be like, oh, shit. We've missed some stuff. So we were trying to catch up on some algebra, and she and I sitting at the table, and I'm like,
don't be looking at me for that.
Yeah. We just had to phone a friend. Thank God for FaceTime and all the math teachers in my life, Micah Stokes. And I got to walk away. It was great. So all y'all can call me when your kid's writing an essay, and I'd love to give them feedback, but I just kept yelling, like, please excuse my Jared and Sally, parentheses first. I don't even know, like, not even a thing.
That doesn't even register with me what that is.
The things. The weird thing is like, I know that she's doing something wrong.
But you don't know what, like.
No, and I'm like, I feel like you're doing something with the negatives and the positives wrong. I can help you out on what to do, but I feel like that's where you're coming up with your mistake. So it's in there. It's somewhere in there, but to unlock it is, it is a deep, deep, dark place in there.
It's not in there for me.
Right up there with Golgi apparatus. Like, I don't.
just
somewhere.
Randomness. I'm taking a film class.
I like that.
And that was interesting. Like, my first assignment was actually, it's in the English track, right? So, like, it's like English 381 or something.
Yeah, that I took my film class. Seth Thatcher and I took a literature and film class
together.
So
we had to watch this old 50s movie. I can't remember what it's called now. That's how quick it.
Wow. an old 50s movie. What was the genre?
It was action. So, okay. But it's like, at the time, it was considered one of the most violent movies of its time. And watching it, I'm like,
Was it a gangster movie?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, there was, like, the violence was all implied, mostly. Like, you saw a little bit of, but, like, there was, like, this girl gets hit, there's no blood, there's no, you know, like.
He shoved her gently.
Yeah, like, and that was the part
of there was, like, a whole culture of, like, men just beating the shit out of their wives on TV, and it was, or threatening violence to their wives, and it was, like, that's just
who's to say that wasn't
you gotta slap
era.
A bitch up every now and then. Like, that's just the culture.
Who wasn't to say that wasn't the golden era? Okay?
Shut up. You're an idiot. Yep.
I do not condone that.
Of course you don't condone
but
it.
That was fun. I don't know, like, you're gonna have some downtime, so I gotta, like, I'm trying to get ahead.
You gotta do so. Oh, like while you're at home this
week?
Yeah. You ready?
I guess. I don't know. Like today, as I'm recording this, I've not had anything to eat today.
You've got, like, you will potentially.
I'm waking up in.
In 12 hours, it could be over with.
I'm waking up in 8 hours after this.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, the surgery itself could be over.
I could be done. Thanks to everybody that's been.
So Gary's getting a boob. Gary's getting a boob job.
That's right. On my back.
A breast wait, what's an augmentation? Is that bigger or less than?
That's augmentation just means you're changing it.
Oh, okay. He's getting a breast augmentation.
So it could
be. Which technically you are.
I don't know. Like, what if they're just sagged worse now?
I can turn you on to some solid Spanx and Shaper Mint.
Yeah.
So I've meant for that.
I've completed the whole, walked through the whole ring for bariatric surgery. Like, ain't nothing to it but to do it now.
That's right. As he stares at me yesterday afternoon and goes, hey, am I doing the right thing? Motherfucker. You've got like 24 hours to make a decision.
Any elective, like if you're having elective surgery, like if you're going to get your lips done, I'm throwing it out there.
Okay.
So I'm looking at your lips.
Oh, are they voluptuous?
Yeah. So the whole process started like February-ish.
I like to also consider, I feel like it started like 2016. Technically speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I started the process in 2016 and then I lost weight and I was like, I don't got to do this.
You went all the way up to the point of
scheduling. Not as far as I got here, but did most of the same stuff.
Yeah, we didn't do the intake meeting or anything. Yeah. You were the scheduling appointment away, so.
Yeah. I was like, nah, I just ghosted them too.
Do we owe them money or something?
No.
Oh.
So with this, like last week I spent the better part of a day taking classes, a little therapy, a little one-on-one with my famous doctor, who at the end of the day, they're like, don't forget to follow him on Instagram. I'm like, fuck.
Did they really say that?
Yeah, it's in the, I'll show you, it's in the packet I got. Like the last thing is a little QR code to follow him on Instagram.
Weird. Yeah. I don't know if I like that now. No, I would not do this.
Super cool guy though. He was very like.
I think that makes me not want to go there anymore.
Well, he's on TV now. He's trying to build up that clout. You know, he wants to be like the doctor.
The clout is do a damn good job on my husband's surgery. He that's a clout. Like,
that's why people go to him, Abby.
I don't need to follow you on Instagram. I hate that.
Hey guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Actually, fuck it. Don't follow us on Instagram.
Guys, I hate that. Wait, we do have an Instagram. Yeah. Again, me with the marketing coming in strong.
Yeah. So, but like I'm sitting there, and maybe this is my own body dysmorphia, but I'm like, I'm the smallest motherfucker in here. Probably wasn't.
You did text me that. You're like, okay, not to brag. It's like, when I was a thinner girl, there were days that I could walk into Lane Bryant and not a damn bra there would fit me because I'm like, I'm kind of too small for this place. Not a bragging point.
Yeah. So it was like going through like the one thing that I'll get to do tomorrow that you'll get to be a part of is some taste testing. Right after there's going to be like some broth and some.
Is there wine involved?
I don't know.
Bourbon.
Abby gets to be my nurse.
Y'all, save me.
And knock on wood, I'm almost 42 years old, just shy of a month. I've never spent the night in the hospital as a patient.
I need you to quit saying that. What? Like, I don't know why. Quit manifesting that shit.
I'm not, but so I thought for sure. I
mean, essentially, we have twice in the ER, so.
Yeah, but like, I didn't get my own bed and get into a gown and I get my own little space.
What are you expecting
I don't know.
With this?
I don't know. It's never happened. So anyway, I thought this would be, I would spend the night.
You could have said I want to.
I don't think my insurance considers it outpatient.
Because we live so close? Because
we live so close, yeah. So Abby's going to have to take me a couple hours post-op, bring me home and be my nurse.
I will suddenly
and become I've the... And I've requested like the old school nurse's outfit.
That's not happening. Again, we just got... I will look like Adam Sandler. That's what you're getting.
You look like the Joker in Batman when he's the nurse.
Yes, that's exactly what you're getting with me. My nerves have not set in yet for you. It will get very real once we get there. And I will have all the doomsday intrusive thoughts once we get there. Okay. I don't know how you're feeling. But
the word doomsday never crossed my mind. So
I always like
appreciate your support.
That's what my brain does though. Like immediately right before something out of routine or something big, I'm like, what is the worst case scenario? Let me overthink that. And I will go through that because even at my little mammy that I went to my first mammogram on Friday, they were like, do you have a living will? I'm like, what the hell am I?
Yeah, every time I've been there.
Why do you need to know?
I had to sign a paper saying I didn't have a living will.
It was a part of my question. I had to mark no.
Yeah, life insurance.
I'm like, what are you getting ready to do to me? Yeah. I was like, I thought.
Wait, I've had my boobs played with before. I never knew it was fucking lethal.
P.S. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I had really psyched myself out for this. Like, I was dreading it. Kind of like, I was told it was going to be horrible, and it wasn't that bad. Those are 2 ounce cups, if you're wondering. Worst part here. Is as a grown woman, I had to not wear deodorant. And in the peri-mini, going through a little premenopausal, like hot flashes, sweatiness in the middle of September.
Stanking.
It's not ideal. So maybe like a wintertime mammogram for next time. I don't know. I'm just like, but apparently, and no, they never explained why, but they send you like very threatening text messages about do not.
Did it even touch your underarm?
Yeah. Yeah. They shove all of you in there. Like they try to get this, when you got this little extra side flippy flappy here, there could be some cancer in your side flab. But apparently,
wait, I feel like I need a mammogram.
But apparently you can, deodorant can give a false positive.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's not a pregnancy test, but I don't understand.
Like, you don't want a false positive of cancer.
Right. But she said that expect your first one. This is called a baseline because it's my first time to have to come back because they have, like, they will overanalyze it and look at everything and come back for more pictures because they don't know what they're like. There is no baseline.
So. Yeah.
Or there is nothing else to compare it to. But from here on out, we'll just compare it to this original.
I got some pictures I can compare it to.
Yeah. real professional. I'm pretty sure medical, they would work. No. You have no pictures. So let's just establish that.
Damn it. Yeah.
But yeah.
Doing all the medical things.
I'm excited and nervous for you. Like, so post-mammogram. Big day. Got to go to Costco by myself.
Yeah.
Really excited about that. And as I'm going through the aisle, Costco is a place where you buy shit in bulk because people in your home eat or use those things. But I kept coming across stuff. I'm like, well, that's in our house. Gary and I are typically on the same page-ish.
Yeah. Diet-wise.
For some foods. Charlie can enter the chat every now and then. Harlan's off on his own.
Yeah.
So I have tried to match Charlie on some things, but we can't because she eats brown foods. I don't know.
Brown foods?
Yeah, like mozzarella sticks. nuggets, that stuff. Throw in some, and white.
Let's call that breaded.
Breaded foods. So I realize, like, it's hitting me that for quite some time, basically we have four different diets going on in this house.
Yeah.
And
mom's the easiest.
You're the easy. You, Harlan's super easy.
Yeah.
Followed by you.
Mom'll be easier cleanup.
Yeah, true. I don't know. Harlan is a, he is a one pan man every day. Like, we sometimes Gary makes him chicken and smiles in the microwave and doesn't even put them on a plate. He just throws them on the table. Like,
to be fair,
dog.
If we put them on a plate, he takes them off the plate.
That's true. So it's hitting me, like, while I'm shopping, the actual, like, physical change to just our routines and stuff as a family. And I don't know if you know how, and maybe it's just us, maybe it's because we're dysfunctional around food, obviously, but how much planning or thinking or association, like, our week depends on, or our food depends on our week. I don't know, chicken or the egg there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, like, okay, if I'm making meals and stuff for the week, I'm really just prepping for myself now.
Yeah. Well, it should be easier, right?
It should be, because I do eat, like, if it's left up to me, I would eat really different foods than what we eat as a...
And came home today loaded with food.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, and mom kept giving me food, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the only one here that's going to eat 7-layer salad. That's me. Chili. It's not Charlie's. Charlie has a very basic version of chili. I was like, she won't eat that. So I'm going to have, like, freeze it or something. I don't know. Like, it's things that not everybody in this house is going to eat, that Gary normally would be like,
yep,
sharing that with me. But it's very different now, thinking about how to prep for our week. And
it's so weird to think, like,
you literally will not be eating this week.
That even today, like, the only time I've ever truly fasted for a whole day was before my colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And so, like, yesterday, and I've been on this liver reducing diet for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
which is, guys, if you want to drop some, dropped 19 pounds.
Shut up. It pisses me off.
Well, it's not fun. It's like, yeah, I felt like I could be the spokesman for Slim Fast, like the old Tommy Lasorda. I'd have
2 shakes a day.
I'd have 2 shakes at work, and then I'd come home and I'd get a salad. And that'd be it.
Hey, we are in the market for Fairlife. Hit us up if you find some chocolate Fairlife.
Every time I go to Costco, there's 100 of them. So
there was thousands of caramel, but you don't like that. And again, I'm like, we got to, what do you, it's the one thing you can eat.
We have like 10 in there. I should be able to, I don't know. Which we've had friends that have had bariatric surgery before and they made it through.
Yeah.
Figured out how to, but.
So if I'm correct, this week you will come home and probably eat nothing tomorrow. Like sip water,
yeah.
And then Tuesday we're looking at,
it's all liquid.
Can you actually put food in your, like, calories in your body on Tuesday?
Yeah, popsicles.
Okay, popsicles.
Broth
and popsicles. Yeah. Okay. But you're going to want to, like, not, like, we have bought these little, like, if you've ever gone to a restaurant and get, like, a condiment to go.
Yeah.
2 ounces. We have these little 2-ounce cups.
Yeah.
To... I mean, I remember Charlie started out her life on 2 ounces. So
yeah,
in Harlan,
they lived.
I mean, it's just wild. Like, do you have like how many times a day you can eat, or it's like, hey, I'm hungry, I can go for 2 ounces. I may or may not finish that.
So legend has it, I will have no hunger for like a long time.
I just want to live like that.
But on the flip side, if you have no hunger, you also never know when you're full. So it's like a double-edged sword later on down the line.
I never know. I always push past that point.
So,
but like, I have secret bariatric surgery and it's just not working. I never know when I'm full. I do. I'm joking.
Oh, I will know.
Okay. So,
due to my restriction, I'll know when I'm full.
Let's say it's Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah. You kind of feel a little hungry. Are we just going to like pour you a shot of a protein drink?
Just get it cold and sip on it.
Wild.
Yeah, there's no. Like, that's one thing I asked. It's like, I'm a chugger. They're like, oh, well, you can't do that.
Yeah, you are. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what that means.
So.
Yeah.
Also, is it weird? I'm just looking forward. Like, I vividly remember trying to outlast the anesthesia last, like, when I got my stomach scoped. Like, trying to be like, I ain't going to sleep. You know, like.
You're looking forward to anesthesia?
I'm looking forward to, like, fighting it.
That is in the beginning. So like, weird. Yeah, why?
I don't know. Because
you think you're going to win?
Voodoo. I know I'm not going to win. But.
I follow an anesthesiologist on TikTok, and she has on-point makeup. And she does accents. I love her and want to be her. But it is science. I don't know if it's voodoo. But she talks about how like she loves when it's...
Does she do it to herself?
No, she does certain surgeries. And when you've got like longer surgeries, there's like this really precise moment where she has to know like when to, it's like getting you out, getting you up, knowing just how much to give and when to back off, because you need to be out fast enough for the doctor to like sew you up and to get in recovery, because that doctor's got something else to move on to, but you can't come out too fast. And so she loves the like rush and,
the challenge of that.
The challenge of doing that. But I'm sure yours is probably so scripted and formulaic because this anesthesiologist just does this all day. Right. They're all in-house, right? Where are we going?
We're going to Georgetown Community Hospital.
Okay.
Which is not the bariatric center.
Okay. That's just where you go for like post follow-up stuff.
Yeah. That's where his offices and educational things are. So, and listen, I've already had people be like, you know how to lose weight. You can do it. No shit. I've lost more weight than you could ever imagine in my life.
We do know how.
I'm very well versed in it. And it's not that I'm afraid to try to do that again. It's just that I'm fighting a losing battle with my blood pressure here.
Sure.
And so I kind of need a tool to help me get that shit
out. And it's not a quick fix. No. And it's not easy, because I can't even imagine.
Imagine me talking to a psychiatrist. That was the fun part.
You know, I don't think you told me about your day with the psychiatrist.
It was
intake
very.
Day.
Oh, I didn't see him on intake day.
Oh,
no.
Oh, please.
It was all dietitians and
gotcha.
Yeah,
but you do have. So you have Will you have to follow up with that person?
Uh-uh.
See, I
now if psychiatry I could is the medicine of. Of that side. Now, I have my own therapist now.
Yes, but I'm saying with bariatric surgery.
Oh, I've already got like support groups and stuff that I have to go to. Monthly weigh-ins.
Gotcha. I was going to say from my angle and thoughts and just me, I feel like that should be hand in hand, maybe even more prevalent than what it is, the psychiatry behind this. Because I feel like there is going to be a lot of... When you say things like body dysmorphia, and you say things about, you know, you are changing something that is so enmeshed in you.
Yeah. Like I've always been a big dude. That's not even told the surgeon. I was like, man, I like being a big dude. I was like, I just don't like the thought of not waking up one day. You know, like.
It's downside.
You know. He's like, he's like, 2 weeks you'll be off your blood pressure medicine.
Wild.
And so then have the surgery. Then I have to go see my doctor. I go see Jeremy again. What's up, Jeremy? See Jeremy on Friday.
Please tell him that he's been mentioned on a
podcast. I have. I've told him.
Oh, my God.
And
Jeremy, I'm sorry.
I don't think he listens.
I guarantee
maybe he'll come do the podcast.
Oh, my God. Please let that happen.
He's a praise band drummer, so I'm sure he's got stories. Doctor, farmer, drummer. Got to have stories.
Got to.
Got four kids, and he's only 17 years old.
Okay, quit giving all his info. Quit. I don't know. Stop.
I mean, you can Google it. Anyway. His address? No.
Stop.
So then I have to go back to them to see everybody next week.
I mean, it could be really bad if you're still on your blood pressure medicine. You'd be like, you'd be just like passing out everywhere all the time because it's.
Yeah. Well, I still have to take it. So
up until he says you're good.
Yeah, up until he says I can't take it anymore.
Wild. But I do just feel.
This day felt so far away.
Yeah.
Like I remember being on vacation. Thinking, maybe later, like.
But you were also at the same time impatiently
emailing them.
While we're on vacation. Like,
yeah.
What you got?
Hey, you gave me all these tasks to do. I did all of them. Like, at least reward me with something.
You're that annoying, stupid. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So, if anybody's interested, I started. My first thing was in May. Mm-hmm. Like, I went there, got all the information. They gave me what I needed to do. I met with the dietitian.
But you met with your doctor first before you went there, or did you go straight there?
My doctor's, I had this conversation with him before I even looked into it.
Right.
So then.
So the people need to see their general.
Oh, your doctor has to approve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I get the list of the shit I got to do, jump through all those hoops. And then I was just sitting there waiting, throw the balls in your court.
So, I mean, from May to September, and part of that was delayed. It's possible this could have happened last month. They just had some office stuff going on. So part of it was delayed from that. So if you're looking at doing this, it seems like a fairly...
It's different with every insurance company.
Sure.
Like they were saying, some insurance makes you stay on a regulate, like a doctor... maintain diet for a year.
I feel like you had to do a longer diet the first time around, but we were going through a different place.
Yeah. I don't know that. No, that was just I started that diet immediately.
Yeah.
Like I went to the low carb shit immediately. I waited most of till the.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. You're like.
But thinking that it's got to be natural, but. Having these food funerals in my brain, this is the last time I'm gonna have this for a while, knowing that I'll be able to eat whatever I want in time,
just not as much of.
Yeah,
ideally,
this fasting today. Listen, I
felt bad eating in front of you a couple of times.
No, I mean, you're gonna have to get over that shit.
All right, done.
Should we get some ice cream tonight? Just let me smell it.
No, I can't. No more food. I feel like a big fatty.
Oh, but.
I'm excited for you. I'm nervous. I do have some stress of what happens if you're if you get skinnier than me. That is so selfish.
There's no chance of me being skinny. I'm about to get ripped.
If you're going to lose that much weight in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, you think?
I have to start working out for real.
We'll do it together. I can't lift anything for several weeks.
I will still feel hungry. And the minute I start working out, I'm I'm ravenous. I want to eat all the food. So I have to just give me those 2 ounce cups. I'll start scooping out protein in those. I'm excited for you.
I'm doing it to extend my life.
Yes.
There was no vain moment where like I said, I'm used to being a big dude. I just don't want to be the big dude. You see old people and you see fat people. You don't see old fat people.
Right.
They don't make it that far.
Right. I think there'd be exciting, for me, if I were to lose a lot of weight, the moment that I can just go into any store and buy clothes.
But you know how long it's been for me?
Right.
Martin's, that I can remember.
Martin's.
Yeah. My senior year in high school.
Which we went through. We went through a time in our life where even for me, buying tall clothes was so rare.
Yeah.
That I wore a lot of guy jeans forever.
Yeah.
Because I could find longer pants that way. I didn't really, I mean, there were things like Lands End and LLP and Eddie Bauer. I could look like a soccer mom in high school. But I think for you and I both, like, shopping in a normal store was never really an option, and even kind of shaped how we dressed.
Yeah, like, I'm like, all of my t-shirts are 8-man strong t-shirts just because I found
something you liked
that I liked and that I could, you know, that fit my fat ass.
Does this mean we can finally start drying your t-shirts in the dryer?
We'll see. We'll see. I always like to hang them up.
It's exhausting. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for you to be my nurse. They're like, you have to have somebody with you for the first 48 hours. I was like, well, that's the name of the show I'm probably going to be on after Mark smokes my ass.
Snap. He told me that they will give me like a lecture tomorrow to basically like insist that he gets up and fight with him about getting up, because getting up and walking around is important. I'm like, you all have never asked him to get, he is mean. Even when I'm like, what kind of, like, what motivates you? Just being mean? Okay. And I try to be mean. You're like, shut up. And like,
you got to be able to battle the, like,
you're the most hateful motherfucker in the world. Like, you're so
in mean. The world.
You're mean. You are so mean.
So it's Vladimir Putin and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're pretty hateful. And if you're just the least bit sleepy or hangry.
Oh, I'm all that right now. That's one thing. I've been so tired. But I've also been so, like, I don't want to say nervous, probably anxious. Like, I've been staying up late playing video games just to, like, take my mind off shit.
I can always tap into when you are anxious. Based on your video game playing. Every single time that something else is going on, you got to have that escape. And it has been getting later and later and later that you've been doing this.
But I'm not, I've always waited until after Harlan went to bed.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. No, I'm just saying that it's like.
Like, it's my compulsive time. It's just late.
Yeah. And your sleeping will change. These are all clues. Like, yeah. You've had multiple days last week where you would come home and just pass out early.
Yeah.
And then wake up and go play video games. Like, it's all, and it's not from a self-serving place necessarily, but it's just a, I have to do this right now. I don't know what else to do thing. Whereas I've been almost nesting in a way to, like, when things are getting crazy and wild, I will want to clean the house.
Yeah.
That's weird. But I'm getting ready to murder.
We need to have procedures all the time.
Need to murder everybody in this house if they don't start sharing their cleaning chore.
I've been doing that.
Oh, hell. You and Charlie are the worst.
I don't know about that.
I picked up, in just like me trying to get ready yesterday, wrappers from Gary. Like, if I find one popsicle wrapper, the first one, I am poking you in a gas bubble.
That's so cruel.
The first one. I'll be a nurse. I'll be that nurse off Stephen King.
Misery.
Misery. Angela.
Kind of look like Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, that's her name. My department may do Stephen King themed Halloween costumes.
Ooh.
Guess who I might be?
Cujo.
You dick.
I don't know who.
Carrie.
Okay.
You don't know who that is, do you?
Yes, I know who Carrie is.
Okay.
You gonna come in with just blood all over you?
I don't know. Is that like inappropriate?
I mean, that's the only thing that would stand out that it was Carrie.
Okay. But is that inappropriate for school?
Yeah, considering what's been going on.
Well, Charlie's pissed because that's the costume she wanted to have for Halloween. And she's like, you cannot have the same Halloween costume.
Harlan wants to be Catboy. He has made it abundantly very clear.
If you ask him what I have to be, I'm a pirate.
So we're doing his, like, even with Charlie, our first, like, commercial birthday party.
Yeah, we never did.
Mr. Gaddy's.
Yeah. Yeah, we never did that for her.
But we always had creative, like, or did places.
Yeah.
But he's dead set on a pizza party.
Pizza Planet. We don't have Pizza Planet. It's not real. So I call for the first time. I'm like, hey, Mr. Gaddy's, how do you do this? Yeah. I've been to several. I got to call them back and tell them that we're in.
You saw the TikTok of the haunting of Mr. Gaddy's.
Do you
remember?
I had
that sent like six times to me. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Go with me. So my only, like, my first memories of Mr. Gaddy's was with
pre-Gaddyland. Like, it was just a very small room with like three things.
I was getting ready to go there. Damn it.
Oh,
wait. Chill. So the Menzies would, I would go to church with the Menzies. So I'm elementary school age, right? This is like first grade, second grade, that time period. Sort of like 86, 87-ish. And I remember, like, it was just this, like, dark ass, like, black. I remember black being
You're
there.
Talking about the in the game room.
The game room.
Yeah.
We're talking maybe.
And it was only the front part.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
to the salad bar up, basically. Yeah.
Like, a pinball machine, a couple of arcade games, a cigarette machine. Distinctly remember the cigarette machine.
I think the first time I ever went was sixth grade on a roll. To Mr. Gaddy's,
Mr. Gaddy's?
Yep.
We never went to Mr. Gaddy's for that. We went to Pizza Hut for that.
No, we went to Mr. Gaddy's.
We definitely went to Pizza Hut over on Team A. So I got a story about that. Hang on. Circle back around to that. So, and there was one little game that you could like win a bouncy ball, I think, anytime you played it. Do you remember?
I do.
Core memory unlocked. Very much so. And then, so when did the big.
I don't remember. Like, because you know they had to have shut the place down. I worked there in 1996.
For like a minute.
Till they fired the boss and me for hiring me. I was under the table cash money, baby.
It's a good time.
Me, David Trent. Shout out Trent. He was there. I wonder how many people sent him that TikTok. Because he worked there longer than I did.
So.
David Lights.
I distinctly remember the creepy ass posters and art on the wall. The very Art Deco ballet slipper poster.
Oh, yeah.
The clown. There's definitely a clown. Is the table, the like V-shaped table with the TV, big screen TV still there? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay. It's not like we've not been there in forever.
I just can't remember the last time I was there.
Jason Ellis worked there.
So I'm trying to think. Was there a transition between the little tiny game room and the big giant game room it is now? Or did it go straight to that big game room?
That I don't know.
That's what I can't remember. Because I feel like you're talking teeny tiny game room. Was it all that through like high school? I can't remember.
No, I think by high school. Yeah, because by high school we were going there before football games sometimes.
And it was the bigger one?
Yeah. And somebody would always scam. One person would buy a buffet and everybody would eat off of it.
Sure, absolutely. That's how buffets work. And you'd get a drink and you'd put all the flavors in it. Yeah. And
never good. Harlan did that to the slushy.
Not politically correct now to say this, but we called it a suicide at the time. Like, I'm getting a suicide. And don't know where that came from, that term. But
I'm sure there's some type of urban legend behind it.
Sure, I'm sure. You drink them all and it makes you crazy. But, so according to this TikTok, it's haunted.
Like, yes.
People heard screaming upstairs. There's an apartment, and that's more haunted.
And I've been in the apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up? Like, was somebody living in it?
No. It was like storage and stuff.
Okay.
The best I ever. Shit, that was in 1996. I don't know.
It may have changed since then. How wild is it to live above God, I smell the breadsticks all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you remember, what was the gas station next door?
I feel like it was a sundry store.
No, there was a gas station. I remember they had slush puppies there.
Shit. Yes.
There's nothing there. There's a church there now, right? I can't remember.
I thought it was like a Hope Pregnancy Center or something.
Could be.
For a while. And then now it's a church or something.
But yeah.
Damn. Those are good times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're doing a legit Gaddy's party. For real, for real. Not that like we have tons of friends to invite, but.
Yeah, not all our family can come.
And it's hard because like.
Harlan went to church today and told everybody stop singing. Everybody, stop singing.
He was not down for it.
To be fair, that's how I feel too.
We actually didn't even make it into the sanctuary for. Normally, the plan is for his group, his friends, to do a 15-minute stint like in the back row of the sanctuary just for worship time. We didn't make it. He literally walked in, saw the sanctuary, said, nope. We went straight to the little bridge room so that we could just play and hang out. And he was fine. He loved it so much.
But I thought because of how he responded to VBS that he would have been more.
Same. But like I said earlier, this place also has a small private school inside of the church. Mm-hmm. And so is their book fair week.
Oh.
So the Scholastic Book Fair, Gary, was set up. His brain was like exploding. You know how he gets when he sees things that he loves and he gets a little bit embarrassed?
Yeah.
That's how he went into that mode. Yeah, that little face he makes. But then he was like, "And what's that? What's that? Is that Coco Melon? Is that PJ Mask?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I'm setting a timer for 5 minutes and then we got to go into church, man." And I was like, "We're never making it in there." So we did not make it in there, in fact.
That's funny, though.
He found, like, it was so cool because he wanted to pop balloons, and I was nervous because not every child with any sensory processing issues loves the sound of loud things popping, but he was with his people.
Yeah. And they were down.
Another kid was down for some popping a balloon. So we got to pop balloons. We got to be loud and crash into things. So a lot of my normal anxiety. Gary and I had a situation where we went to a place with other adults and with Harlan. And it's not that like we stay too long in this, but if you keep, like, we have decided that that is.
Yeah. There's a limit
to him being away from home.
Yeah. Same with me.
That it becomes really stressful when he can't have the comforts of that, things that we don't know that are very normal to us. Honestly, if Harlan doesn't want to wear pants, we don't make him wear pants.
No.
He's better about potty training at home when he's doing that.
Mm-hmm. She's been really doing great here lately.
Eating wise, you know, we're not like, we don't all sit down and eat sometimes together.
Yeah. There's no expectation of him to like have dinner with somebody.
Right. So we realized that for those moments, for us to, we can go do those things. Mm-hmm. We're not necessarily going to be able to socialize and enjoy those moments without the stress of where's Harlan? What's he doing? Where is he? And I know people want to say, like, even today they were like, "It's okay. He can do whatever he wants in here." And I'm like,
can he though? Do you know what he wants to do?
When they're like, "He can't break anything." I beg to differ. Like, he was trying to jam a DVD into the tape player. Like, it just wasn't working. My anxiety goes up just because.
And even when people are telling you, like, it's going to be okay, like, you still don't want to push those boundaries.
Right.
You know, you're like, really?
I also don't enjoy listening to him scream. And I know other adults don't enjoy. Like, yeah. There was a woman, I took Harlan to Goodwill yesterday, and there was a woman just, like, constantly yelling at her kid, and the kid's constantly crying. And I'm like, it's on my nerves. Like, my 4-year-old autistic kid's behaving better at this point. I feel like nobody expects to go out and to enjoy social time and have to listen to a 4-year-old scream.
Yeah.
You know, regardless. So when he's having a meltdown, and Harlan can get mean and his meltdowns can get big, we're used to it. And at home.
Yeah, it doesn't bother us.
At home, we can wrap those up a little faster because his things.
Well, we know how to like fix it.
Yeah. It's usually something that he wants here, but if we're away, I can't always fix it.
Yeah.
And he can't just follow random rules when we're out in public and stuff. So
we started talking about his exit plan from ABA, and you would have thought he's graduating college the way Abby was acting.
It made me cry. Like, obviously the goal is for him to meet his goals. When he first started, he was at this number that was so incredibly low that it was almost embarrassing. That when he started, the things that he could do and could not do, they give you this little chart, and it's full of gray boxes. Gray boxes mean we're not doing those things.
Yeah.
Like teeny tiny little specks of green, and now his chart is just so full of green.
Yeah.
And I'm excited, but I'm also like...
And they call him the mayor there? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
So apparently he has a personality, and he kind of...
Is the boss.
Bosses people around, which I'm so...
And introduces everybody, though.
Yes.
He's very, very fond of telling you who he is and who he's introducing.
Right. He can engage so far, and then he doesn't care anymore.
It's getting more and more. Like, we walk into Circle K the other day, and it's like Harlan's walking into, like, Cheers.
Norm!
Yeah.
Yeah, the minute, though, we had one of his things we're working on is elopement, which means... to the rest of the world. It does not mean just to go get married. It means running away. He was doing really well with this, but here recently he's like, oh, I can run from them.
Yeah.
Let's push that limit. And he's ran
for me.
He
did that for me in the parking lot of Circle K, and I thought for sure I had tore my ACL or my Achilles heel. My calf cramped up. I was like, you little bat. He's like, I'm so fast.
So fast.
So where are you going? I'm so fast.
I'm so fast. I go fast? No.
Yeah.
So there are things that we're still working on that it's, I don't know. I want him to improve. I try to stay very present in where we are. But the minute you're talking about transitioning out of something that we are so comfortable with, the routine of ABA, we're so comfortable with them being his
They just celebrated their 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. And he's been here the whole time.
Yeah. Basically, he wasn't the first, but.
It is terrifying to think he will not be there forever.
No, he's going to go to real school where people like you teach.
I know. I just want to quit everything and homeschool him. But it would be just us yelling and me drawing cocoa melon things all the time. And
he said, Dad, draw. He's in this cocoa melon PewDiePie thing.
It is the, like, again, name a noun, say two nouns together, and Harlan will enjoy a video about it on YouTube.
So babies and PewDiePie dogs. I'm a PewDiePie fan.
Yeah.
And so, like, he always says, it's PewDiePie.
Yeah.
And I said that, and Harlan said, why are you talking Japanese? I'm like, I'm saying PewDiePie.
And
he's been wanting, like, but he's been talking more about Japanese.
I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Maybe he can read Japanese. Who's to say?
Well, I let him take the PewDiePie thing to mom's, so because he was trying to say, and she's like, Abby, what is he saying? And without even hesitation, I was like, PewDiePie. She's like, what? And I'm like, Harlan, go get your sign. So she could Google it. But yeah, he has been saying Japanese, and I don't know. Randomly, we have an Alexa, right? Is that what that is? The Echo Dot, and Gary got Harlan. Oh, my God. Gary kills me. Gary got Harlan a Google Nest just because, like, one Saturday morning, Harlan woke up and Gary thought it was appropriate to buy him a robot. So Harlan's favorite
was
thing,
it not?
We can't just buy him things because he wants.
Oh, I don't know why we can't. I'm the adult.
Hang on.
Here.
He was crying for PJ Masks headquarters, and I'm like, we're not getting that. That's too expensive. And Gary's like, well, how much is it? No, it is way too expensive. We're not getting it.
I was like that with Charlie, too.
So I have conned. The cool thing with Harlan is he thinks Goodwill is the toy store.
Yeah.
So, and if anybody tells him differently, you are dead to me. But does Charlie have mock trial tryouts tomorrow?
I don't know.
Sorry, somebody just sent me a text.
Well, tomorrow's going to be a big day. So
big day.
I'm getting ready to go to bed. Maybe have a little. I've got we got fancy ice right now, so maybe I'll have me some ice before. But like, this is what a concentration camp was like.
That's a little
far fetched. Yet
the views of this podcast are not supported by me.
I was using hyperbole to make a
point.
Let's
not go that far. That was a little insensitive. Right. I think you're being a little extreme. But you can do this.
I will
post all embarrassing anesthesia videos to the Facebook page. Would you care if I did that?
No. I don't get embarrassed. You know that.
I made a mistake last time when he came out of anesthesia that I let the video play too long and I couldn't share them with anybody. So this time.
Short clips.
We're doing short 1 minute clips. Just lots of them.
Yeah.
So I can get them out quickly.
And when I had anesthesia, when I had my stomach scoped, my mom was there and she got a flip phone. So
yeah, we didn't get much. But she does let you call me and it's always a good time.
Yeah. So yeah. Hopefully we'll do this again later in the week. Homecoming week. My forever homecoming date.
Oh. Maybe I can find that black dress and get a white loofah and put on my shoulder that I wore.
Like, we've already used that picture. I'll put it up there.
It's still a solid pic.
Yeah.
What?
Me and you.
Alicia.
Mike Williams.
Yeah. Over at Aunt Kathy's. Yeah. Our meeting spot.
So long ago.
We were babies.
Yeah. 1995.
Who drove us?
I don't know. Wasn't us.
Somebody's parent drove us to the dance. Always the most awkward time.
Real quick, shout out to those people. You know, I like random cities. Houston, Texas. If you're in Houston.
Hey, Tejas.
Like, I don't understand. Horns. Like, people still listen when we're not, when we don't have shows. Belgium, if you're over in Brussels, yay. Shout out. Where else? Ashburn. I don't know where that's at. Maysville. Holla. Been there. South Bend. Maybe that was a sad Notre Dame fan. But if you like this, give it a share. We're going to work on being more consistent, happier.
We're going to be healthier. Close enough. Just go with that. Know that. We'll keep you posted. If I die
during surgery, don't let Abby replace me as a co-host.
What the hell, man?
She has to do this solo.
I haven't even started thinking about death yet.
Rookie. We've got an Instagram. We've got a TikTok. We've got a Facebook. Just look up close enough. You'll see us.
I think there's a recommend button now on TikTok that just basically is me like reposting stuff that other TikToks that I like.
On the...
I don't know how it works.
What does it say? The algorithm's all jacked.
I love it.
All right. I love you.
I love you.
And I love you all. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.